in 1807 and 1808, the Jews in Poland supported Napoleon to a great extent. We'll see that in the War of 1812 that was not true. But in this war, they did support him against the Poles, against the oppressors of the Jews, because of many varied reasons. But Napoleon said in a famous remark to one of his generals, he said, the Sanhedrin has paid off for me. He himself saw the Sanhedrin as being a ploy, a political ploy to gain Jewish support. Now, throughout this century, the 19th century and later the 20th century, there is the theory that the Jews have a conspiracy all over the world and the Jews are really running the world. And that without the Jews, you can't win. And with the Jews, they're really running you. Hitler, in all of his madness, sincerely believed that. And there are other people who believe it, from Lyndon LaRouche on, who are convinced that somehow there is a Jewish conspiracy. The protocols of the Elders of Zion, that terrible anti-Semitic document, that calumny that has been reprinted and now is being fostered throughout the world by the Saudi Arabians. When Kissinger came to Saudi Arabia after the war, the Yom Kippur War, so the king of Saudi Arabia gave him as a gift a bound copy of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion in order to wisen him up. And that Napoleon also believed in that. And therefore, since he had his eye from the beginning on Eastern Europe as well, and in Eastern Europe there was an enormously large Jewish population, he was aware of that. So it was in his interest, he felt, to curry Jewish favor. And the Jewish favor was through this Sanhedrin, through the granting of rights, through the outward manifestation of respect for the Jewish religion. You have to also realize that after centuries of oppression and degradation, when the Jewish religion throughout Europe was held to be of no value, it was held to be a degraded religion, an inferior belief for the emperor of the world to convene a session of Jewish leaders to hear what the Jewish people have to say regarding problems that he felt were immediate to France. So in a perverse way, that was a great honor. It showed that we also counted. That Napoleon himself wanted to hear what the Jews had to say, what the rabbis had to say. Also, the fact that he paid all their expenses also helped to give a certain tone to the festivities. So it was an event. Now, in our time, we almost look at it as a charade, as a comic event. Something certainly not to be taken too seriously. But in its time, it was a major event in the Jewish world. It was an event that reached into every little Jewish town in Russia. Don't ask me how they knew about it. It was not on the nightly news. It was not printed in the newspaper that they read. The Jews the world over knew about it. And it made an impression. And it enhanced the reputation of Napoleon. So now when we come to discuss the second event, the invasion of Russia in 1812, which is the watershed in Napoleon's career, that event had also particular influence upon Jewish life and upon the Jews who lived in Eastern Europe. There was a split among the Jews. When Napoleon came east, there were many Jews who said, "We will support Napoleon against the Tsar."